Amen. Please be seated. You know, for what I started out in the message and what I was continuing with, completely went a different direction. And I guess because of what we're going to be doing all this week with the Wednesday and Thursday and the Saturday prayers. So, you can open up, and we're going to go to 2 Chronicles. Where else would we be? Right? Go to 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. And it reads, "Then if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land." Verse 15, "My eyes will be open and my ears attentive to every prayer made in this place, Ella Quippa Christian Assembly." One can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. So when we gather together here in one accord, all I can say is, look out, devil! Look out! Our nation is in need of prayer. And I was going to say daily, but I'm going to say non-stop prayer. Non-stop. Prayer to our Heavenly Father at a time like this, especially what our nation is going through, it helps not only the nation, but it also helps us. Helps us not to get excited and have all that anxiety going on. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, "Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything." Anything. "But in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests with thanksgiving, continue to make your requests known to God." Prayer. The most basic definition of prayer is, ready for this? Talking to God. Prayer is not a meditation or a passive reflection. It is a direct address to God. Yeah. It is the communion of our soul with the Lord who created the soul. Prayer is the primary way for the believer in Jesus Christ to communicate his or her emotions and desires with God and to fellowship with God. Prayer can be audible or it can be silent. It can be private or it can be public as we gather together. It can be formal or informal. All prayer, though, must be offered in faith in the name of the Lord Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, and when you're lost for words, Romans 8:26 tells us, the Holy Spirit helps us where we are weak. When we do not know how to pray, or what we should pray for, but the Holy Spirit in us prays to God for us with sounds that cannot be put into words. Tongues. Tongues. Says it right there, that's His word. In 1 John 4:4, New Living Translation, the Spirit, talk about the Holy Spirit, who lives in us, is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. And the Spirit who lives in the world, well, he's the one that's causing all this chaos of death and destruction. Jesus told us that. He said, the thief, Satan, does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We must be ever watchful and praying. Jesus told his disciples that in a garden when he found them asleep, especially at a very crucial time. In Mark 14, 37, Jesus speaking, then he returned and found the disciples asleep. And he said to Peter, Simon, are you sleepy? No, dude, I'm just looking to see if there's some holes in these eyelids of mine, making sure that everything worked. You know, I wasn't sleeping. No, yeah, he was sleeping. He didn't have a word to say, did he? Were you sleeping when he shouldn't have been? And he said, Jesus goes on to say, couldn't you watch with me even 1 hour? 1 hour. That's all he was asking for. 1 hour of prayer. Because what was Jesus doing in the garden? He was praying. Every time you found him, that's where he would go. That was his private place to go and pray and commune with the Father. Pray. And then Jesus goes on to warn them in verse 38. He says, keep watch and pray so that you will not give in to temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Keep watch and pray. Kind of got me. Keep watch. You know the Hebrew word for watch is Gregorio. How do I learn that? Great Oreos. Gregorio. Okay? Gregorio. And it means to watch. Give strict attention to. Lest through negligence and laziness some destructive calamity suddenly overtake one. Jesus warns us. Gregorio and pray. Now, as the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia puts it, Christian prayer is, in its full New Testament meaning, a prayer addressed to God as Father in the name of Christ as mediator and through the enabling grace of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And I got this from the prayer by J.C. Lambert. No, not the one that played for the Steelers either, Tim. All right. The wicked have no desire to pray, but the children of God have a natural desire to pray. Really? Yeah. Because in Psalm 10, verse 4, Psalm 10, verse 4, the wicked are too proud to ask God for help. Yeah, let me finish that. They truly think there is no God. You turn around, though, in Luke 11:1. It says, Jesus was praying. Jesus is always praying. He's leading by example for his disciples and for us. Jesus was praying in a certain place. And when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. Believers, God's children have a natural desire to pray. Remember when you got born again? You could talk to God. Isn't that what it felt like? So open. It was so different. You could talk to God. You went to Him with childlike faith. What happened? What happened? See, the world really comes at us. Approach Him childlike. You want to know what I said to Tim in a couple of steps, and they were relating to that song? I said, yeah, when you just want to be held. Do you notice when a child is in its desperate need, and you pick that child up, and you hold on to him? What's that child do? Wrap his arms right around. Just lays his head. Because he knows he's safe. Amen. That child knows he's safe in the arms of the Father. Amen. That's the way we should feel. In everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests. A prayer of petition is a request to God that asks Him to fulfill a need. Jesus said to bring our every need to God in His name. And He assures us in John 16:23, as He says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give you. Through petition, we can ask for God's help with every need, no matter how great or how small. We call this a great nation. Is that great? Yeah, we can go to Him and ask Him for help to get this nation back on track. Doesn't matter how big it is. How small? Because in John, 1 John 5:14 and 15. Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions. The what? The petitions that we have asked of Him. The key to asking and having our prayer petitions answered is this. Make sure you pray according to the will of God. But now the word petition here in verse 15, is extremely important now. It's defined as a formal written request addressed to a sovereign superior for a particular right or grace. To know God's will is to know His promises, and that's accomplished by how? Wording up. Come on, I thought you'd get them a word up. Our daily intake of His Word provides the nutritional need for our spirit man. You want to keep your spirit man strong, don't you? Feed him. What would you go, if you go to Tim's house, you know what he's going to say when he puts out the supper table? Him and Eddie, munge. Tim don't like leftovers, neither does Eddie. They want you to eat it all. Same as it comes to the Word. Eat it all. Take it in. Your spirit man needs it. When we pray the prayer of petition, that's in line with the will of God. Our petition is certain to be granted. Now, a written petition to the Lord, using His Word as a formal request, is a very useful and powerful tool. See, sometimes it's good that we write out our prayer petition. You want an example of that? The prayer which Floriana wrote for our nation and our leaders is a prayer of petition. And if you'd like to have a copy of that, they're out there in the narthex. She did what God told her to do in writing out that petition. But God, you are following what we learned right here, because God and Habakkuk, I'm getting that right. That's how you pronounce it. Habakkuk. The Lord said to Habakkuk, write my answer plainly on tablets so that a runner can carry the correct message to others. A prayer of petition written out with God's word. Mighty powerful, I'd say. Copies are out there. Again, Philippians 4:6. Do not fear. Or I should say, I will not fear. And I will not have any anxiety about anything. But in everything, and in everything, by prayer and petition, by definite requests, with thanksgiving, I will continue to make my request known to God. Make it personal. But it refers to in everything. Everything. See, God wants to talk. Wants us to talk to Him. He wants us to talk to Him about everything. See, He wants to know and to hear from His kids about every detail in your life. Nancy, when your boys come up, you love hearing every little detail. Through all these years, I mean, all the way from Ted, Tyler, and then Troy. You still look forward to when he comes home and wants to tell you about school. But nowadays, some of these kids, you got to pry it out of them, right?
That's right.
What happened? But you want every detail, see? And God's that same way. He wants all the details. Don't hold back anything. He wants to know everything. Everything from the good to the bad, the concerns, whatever you have a concern with. He wants to hear about it. And He will assure you that He will address it. He will take care of it. He will. He loves that communication. He loves talking to us. Loves to hear from His kids. How often should we pray? Come on, Nick. How often do we pray? Right? Well, we know. Yeah, that's right. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, it says to pray without ceasing. You know what the voice says? Pray constantly. New Living Translation, never stop praying. In simple terms, that means we should keep a running conversation going with God all day long. Your day will go a lot better. You start out talking to God in the morning, talk to Him at noon, talk to Him at supper time, talk to Him at night before you go to bed. And when you go to bed, your sleep will be sweet. Because, you know, the last thing you have on your mind? God. You can talk to Him. He's not going to distract you. The more you communicate with Him, He'll open up and He'll say, hey, don't make that turn. Stop and go this direction. Am I right, Sister Janice? Uh-huh. You're talking to God and you get down to the bottom of Kelowna Hill. And you got a green light. You say, okay, you just get ready. You say, wait a minute. Something says, hey, don't pull out yet. There goes this tractor trailer. And I go, oh, thank you, Jesus. And as you're sitting there and the sweat just goes, you shake it off. Say, okay. I wouldn't have been in prayer and talking to Him. Who knows? I might have pulled out in front of that truck. So you can talk to God all day long and not get distracted from what you're doing. You talk to God before you go in for your next patient. And guess what? He might even open up something, an opportunity for you to witness to that patient. Never know. Now, some of you have probably heard of this before, and some of you may not have. Some of you may find it helpful. Okay? It's called the ACTS formula for prayer. Now, there really is, no special formula on how to pray that is in the Bible. But we should just do it. As Jesus tells us to pray. And he's taught us to pray. He leads by example. We can pray under any and all circumstances. Prayer develops our relationship with God. And it demonstrates our trust of utter dependence upon him. And when I say utter, I'm talking about absolute and complete dependence on him. Okay, ACTS is an acronym that gives us a basic model on how to pray. A period, C period, T period, S period. Prayer formulas can help us learn to pray. They do not necessarily make prayers more effective or ensure that our prayers will be answered. That comes under believing. A tremendous power is released through the passionate, heartfelt, sincere pray of a godly believer. James 5:16, by the way. Passion Translation. ACTS. The A in ACTS stands for adoration, which means worship, glorifying, and exalting God. Through adoration, we show our loyalty, admiration to God, the Father. We show our loyalty. And as we pray, we are called to worship God in adoration. This could be done as a song of praise to him, praying a psalm of worship, declaring his attributes, or a multitude of other forms of worship. C. The C stands for confession. The word confession means to agree with. When we confess our sins, we agree with God that we are wrong and that we have sinned against him by what we have thought, said, and done. God forgives. And he restores our fellowship with him. The T represents thanksgiving. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. How is thanksgiving different from adoration? The difference is that worship focuses on who God is. Thanksgiving focuses on what God has done. We can thank God for many things, like his love, his grace, our salvation, our protection, our provision, and the list just goes on and on. Absolute dependence on God. The S stands for supplication, which refers to prayer for ours and others' needs. A prayer of supplication is a request or petition. We may pray for mercy, healing, restoration, guidance, wisdom, and so much, much more. Paul encouraged us to make supplication for all saints, which means to pray diligently for our brothers and sisters in Christ. ACTS. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. Remember, prayer isn't a formula. And each prayer does not have to cover every type of prayer. God wants us to talk from our hearts. From our hearts. and express ourselves to Him. As we grow in our love for the Lord Jesus Christ, we will naturally desire to talk to Him more. And we do that through prayer. Prayer is our way of communicating with God. We pray to praise God, to thank Him, and to tell Him how much we love Him. We pray to enjoy His presence, and we tell Him what's going on in our lives. We pray to make requests, seek guidance, and to ask for wisdom. See, God loves this exchange. And He wants to hear from us, His kids. Say, I'm a king's kid.
I'm a king's kid.
He wants to hear from His kids. He loves it. Fellowship with God is the heart of prayer. Too often we lose sight of how simple prayer is really supposed to be. Don't make prayer harder than it is. It's just conversation with God. When you're having a conversation with Him about His Word, sure will open your eyes to a lot of things. Petitions, though. When we make petitions to God, we let God know exactly where we stand and what we would like to see happen. In our prayers, we must admit that God is greater than we are and ultimately knows the best in any given situation. The Father knows best. Romans chapter 11, verse 33 through 36. Who could ever wrap their minds around the riches of God, the depth of His wisdom, and the marvel of His perfect knowledge? Who could ever explain the wonder of His decisions or search out the mysterious way He carries out His plans? For who has discovered how the Lord thinks, or is wise enough to be one to advise Him in His plans? Or who has ever first given something to God that obligates God to owe Him something in return? Verse 36, and because God is the source and sustainer of everything, everything finds fulfillment in Him. May all praise and honor be given to Him forever. Amen. Amen. By these questions in verses 33, 34, and 35, it's very clear. It's telling us that no one has full understanding of the mind of the Lord. No one has ever been His counselor. And God owes nothing to any one of us. We owe it all to Him. Now, verse 36 tells us God alone is the possessor of absolute power and absolute wisdom. He is the source that sustains and rules the world that we live in. And He works out all things to bring glory to Him. Our all-powerful Jehovah deserves our praise. How much of our praise?
All.
Right. Psalm 34, verse 19. I was talking to Shirley the other day, told her this, and she said, listen to it in the Amplified. I said, hey, you know what? That's pretty good. You know what? I'll put that message in. Many hardships and perplexing circumstances confront the righteous. Hey, that's us. I like this part. But the Lord rescues him from them all. The Lord rescues him from them all. What does all mean?
All.
What did you say the other day, Dean?
You know what the word all means in the Greek? It means all.
How about the Hebrew?
All.
Pretty simple. All. Psalm 107, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Question. How much of the time is God good?
All.
What's that word?
All.
That means all the time God is
good.
Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. God is good, and he asks us to trust him. We are to trust in the Lord with all our heart. The word tells us in 2 Samuel 24:25, the Lord was moved by prayer for the land. Do we got to pray for this land? Yeah. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. Psalm 33:12. Our nation was formed through praying men, women, and children. It started on the boat. The pilgrims prayed on the boat. And you know what they did after they prayed? They got out of the boat. They didn't climb back in the boat. They got out of the boat. And we have what we have now. Because they were brave enough to get out of the boat. When God calls you and tells you to get out of the boat, step out of the boat. He's got you. He's got you covered. Got you covered. Put your faith and your trust in him. Total reliance, confidence on him. He'll never let you down. Never let go. Nope, never let go. 1 Kings 8:28. Give attention to your servant's prayer and his plea for mercy. Lord, my God, hear the cry and the prayer that your servant is praying in your presence this day. You ask him to hear your prayer when you're praying that day in his very presence, because that's where you're at when you're praying to him. You are in his presence. In Daniel 9, verse 17, Daniel says, our God, listen to my prayer and petition. For your good, Lord, look favorably on our nation, the United States of America, for we are one nation under God. A man that was prayed for on the Capitol steps by a group of men, people who believed. They prayed and they wanted a godly president. This nation was in trouble. And sister, do I not get a witness to this? We had Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan came in to office that year. A godly man. And you know what he said? And I quote, if we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
Yeah.
You in Washington better hear that.
Amen.
That's all I got to say. We are one nation under God. For in God we trust, do we not?
Yeah.
Psalm 4, verse 3. Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. See, the Lord hears when the faithful servant calls to him. He hears us when we pray. And we are sure of this, that he will listen to us whenever we ask him for anything in line with his will. His word. Jeremiah said in 17:7, "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence." Because in Psalm 112, verse 7, "They will not be afraid when the news is bad, because they have resolved to trust in the Lord." Daniel. Chapter 2, verse 21. He changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He changes times and seasons. And he can even stop time. It's not beyond him to stop time when someone prays. Remember, it happened on my baby's birthday, long time ago. And when we petition him to change things in our nation, he is well able to do it. Psalm 21. Or Proverbs, I'm sorry, I said Psalms. Proverbs 21, 1. "The king's heart is like a stream of water directed by the Lord. He guides it wherever he pleases." Oh, I saw something the other day on the news in the state of California where someone took on an archbishop, and I won't mention no names. And she tried to bring it from a point of view, and basically what she was trying to tell him was, "We're taking your rights away from you, your freedom to worship." And that's what I got out of the whole thing. But this shows right here. This proverb shows that God, not earthly rulers and those elected in office, have ultimate authority over world politics. Because in Psalm 22:28, I got that one right. "For the Lord is king of all, who takes charge of all the nations. He rules over the nations." Daniel Webster, "If we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering and to prosper. But if we in our posterity neglect its instructions and authority, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us and bury all our glory in profound obscurity." God's word tells us to pray for our leaders. Not pray upon them, pray. There's a difference. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. "First of all, I encourage you to make petitions, prayers, intercessions, and prayers of thanks for all people, for rulers, and for everyone who has authority over us. Pray for these people so that we can have a quiet and peaceful life, always lived in a godly and reverent way. This is good and pleases God our Savior." You want to make him happy? Pray for our leaders. Pray for them. So rejoice. Rejoice in our confidence. Our confident hope is in Him. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. Romans 12:12. Keep on praying. Zephaniah 3:1. The Lord our God is in our midst. He's in our midst. Don't ever doubt that. He will never leave you nor forsake you. That means He's in your midst. Well, He's in our midst. The mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over us with gladness. With joy. And ain't nobody gonna steal your joy. Amen. Amen? Amen. He will quiet us with His love. That loving factor. And you run to Him and He's embracing you. Just be held. He loves you. He loves you. He will rejoice over us with singing. Our faith and confident trust is in our God, who hears and answers our prayers. God's house is a house of prayer. And God's people are people of prayer. That's what we're called to do, to pray. These are the words to the song we sang years ago, called Heal Our Land. If my people will humble themselves and pray, if they seek my face and humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin. I will hear from heaven and will heal their land. Lord, we bow our knee. We humble ourselves and pray. Lord, we seek your face. We humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways. Father, in your mercy, forgive our sins. Father, in your mercy, come heal our land. Hear our cry and heal our broken land. Hear our cry and heal our broken land. Yes, Father, we ask you right now that you hear our cry to come and bring the restoration. Bring healing. Bring healing to the United States of America. For we are one nation. Under you, under your guidance. Father, I thank you that the eyes of those in authority over us, that your eyes are starting to open up to get back to being that godly nation that we once were. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, right now, as we trust and rely upon you, we have the confidence in knowing that you are hearing us. You are hearing our prayers. And Lord God, we will continue to pray. We will pray daily. We will pray nonstop. As we know that you love that communication. Father, we like talking to you. And we want to make sure that we keep it with childlike faith, knowing that we can come to you with anything and everything, because that's what your word says to do. And Father, we thank you as we go our separate ways this day, Lord God, that your angels be encamped round about us to protect us and watch over us, to keep us safe, Lord God. And we ask this in Jesus' name, and all his saints said, Amen. Amen.